Blog Talk Radio.
Woo!
praise. We had to remember it's every praise. God deserves our every praise. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm truly happy to have each and every one of you all. When I say every praise, I mean that. I know I was at a funeral and people was praising the choir. They was praising each other. They was praising the dead. Man, every praise belongs to God. People better stop it. I'm telling you. Hey, brothers and sisters, we're so happy to have each and every one of y'all. We're going to get into the Word here. This week, I have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into it. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for giving us your Word, because it's in your Word, Father God, we've learned whose we are and who we are. And I thank you, Father God, that it's in your Word, Father God, I'm able to recognize and discern and this type of thing. And I just thank you for your Word, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that those that are hearing me, that they're able to receive the Word of God as unadulterated. I pray that they'll hear it, Father God, as coming straight from the Word of God. I pray that they'll get their Word and they'll look in it and examine these things and see if these things, what we say, be true or not. Then, Father God, I ask you to continue to bless those that was on this broadcast and this plays a part of it, and continue to bless all of us. In Christ's name we pray, amen. It's a review, brothers and sisters. We're talking about trying the Spirit by the Spirit. Monday, we was at the funeral, and we had all kinds of problems with it. And Tuesday, the Lord had me to share what it meant to try the Spirit by the Spirit. And that's what we got going Monday. When trying the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it be of God. And the reason why is because all kind of spirits have went out here. And you need to know what you're dealing with. Everything that you think is, ain't. And what you think ain't, is. So we sort of introduced this. We didn't get really into it like we have with other lessons as of yet, because Wednesday, we had a chance to open up a few things, things that we talked about, brothers and sisters, that was important is, let me read this scripture first, and then we'll go back to it. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. They being many, plural, more than single, but try them, see if they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. So we read that along with the book of John. I think it was the Gospel of St. John. That we use, let me see my notes here, y'all bear with me. It was John 8, I believe it was verses 31. We didn't read all the way through verse 39, but we will. let's see here. Going on in this chapter. But John 8:31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then answer him, we be Abraham. They answer him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant obeyeth not his house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall you free, you shall be free indeed. And I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my words have no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham, this is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the work of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do not indeed of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abhorred not in the truth, and because there is no truth in him, whether he speak a lie, he speak of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And the 45th verse says, and because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth me. God's word, ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and has a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And as I speak not mine own glory, I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Let me read 53. And thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead, who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar, like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Hallelujah. I said I was going to read, well, I'm going to read to the 59th verse. And that was the 56. 57 read like this. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stone to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible is so interesting to me. It is so awesome to me when I think about stuff that God says and how he said, the way he said, just awesome. But in that, believers should try the Spirit. You see, whether they are of God, in this way, you will be able to tell the truth, or for a better way of saying it, the true revelation. And the true revelation that will come to you will always sanctify the heart. It will never and have an if in it. So when the devil came to Jesus, he had an if. He said over there in Matthew 4:3, if ye are the sons of God, and if you will fall down and worship me, the Holy Spirit never comes with an if. I often deal with people under the evil powers, people, other things, people so controlled by evil powers. They are, every time they went to speak, the evil power speaketh. It is a very dangerous, I won't say condition, but it is true. People get possessed by devils. And I know you're not necessarily possessed, but let me tell you, brother and sister, you have to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see what you're really dealing with. And that's what we're going to be doing the coming week. But as we review this lesson, for those that may not know where this is in Mark 5, the second verse through the 15th verse. These spirits cry out. They actually cry out. They cried out over the other person's spirit. So in order to be able to try the spirit, you got to hear from God to know what spirit you're really dealing with. So this week coming, we hope to deal with some of that. But going back, Wednesday, like I said, we got into a little bit. Then Thursday, we did Thankful Thursday. And we couldn't really get into the scripture like we normally do on the Thursday because there were so many wonderful testimonies. People are still raving about what was said and how it was said. And I can't get over this one lady talking about the white meat. I said, yeah, that's what it was. And trying to explain to her that that's what I saw and the fact that God healed this person. And but people are being encouraged, brothers and sisters, through your testimonies. So I urge each and every one of you all, continue to tell people what God did. I mean, I know some of you, you know, you got testimony, you want to add it in, add a lot of folk and people and this, that, and the third, the doctors and all that. But, man, let me tell you what, give God the praise. Give God, let every praise be given to God. And it's easy for that to happen now, because I'm going to tell you, Monday showed me some things. I didn't recognize people were talking about, but let's praise God for the dead. Why are you praising God for the dead? I'm not getting it. I'm not with that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, give God they said, let's praise God. They was praising God because people were dead. They were praising God for the choir. Let's give this person a big hand. I mean, wait a minute. What happened to every praise belongs to God? What happened to that? So you got to be careful with the spirit. You know, people are praising everything.
Mm.
But that wasn't for God.
Amen.
That wasn't for God. But if you don't try that spirit, you don't know who it's for. You just, I'm not going to be part of that, okay? This is just me. I'm not being part of a bunch of people getting up, clapping because some preacher up there says to clap. I ain't embarrassed. They don't bother me because they're the money ignorant. Because they ask me, I'm going to tell them I praise God. I don't stop and praise the devil, and I don't praise people. Bless God.
Amen.
I don't do it. Not going to do it. Ain't interested in doing it. I'm going to praise God. Big difference. But if you don't try these spirits, you won't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus made sure he knew he was not under the control of the devil at all times. We have to remember that, brothers and sisters. Don't be under the control of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It is so important. These evil spirits will present themselves to you through people. That's how it's going to work. So it may be through a loved one. It may be through a coworker. It may be through one of your own children. The devil will use anyone that will let him use them. He'll take advantage of that. Because that's what he comes to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. And he'll use anybody. It doesn't matter. Anybody that will entertain his thoughts. And then he will speak through them. So it's so many people that's not on guard. Every believer should reach a place in the Holy Spirit where he has no desire accept the desire of God. The Holy Spirit has to possess us until we are filled and divinely being led by him, the Spirit. Because I'm going to tell you, Satan will try to get in there any way he can. Any way. If he can get you to agree with his shenanigans, he'll do it. Pay attention, brothers and sisters, when you're out, when you're doing things. I'm telling you, it was a hot mess Monday. I'm being honest with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I could come back and tell y'all, even though I ain't make mention of it until now, but it was a hot mess. Trying to get us to give the dead person praise for stuff that she did. I ain't praising her. I ain't praising what she did.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I wasn't praising nobody in there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all come on, get it later, big hand. She really sung good. Well, okay, praise God. She sung good. Now, let's give praises to God.
Yeah.
She's a good
singer,
praise God. But I'm not finna come up and clap and praise because she sung a song. I'm not going to do that. To me, it's like I'm actually taking what belongs to God and giving it to her.
Mm.
And I only accept these excuses. Well, you know what I mean. You know she was doing it for God. I know she wasn't. She was trying to get some applause. She was trying to get your approval, for a better way of saying it, see? This is just other reason I'm telling you we should be mindful of where your praise is going. Well, you know, praise goes up and blessings come down. Yeah, but how you going to praise God in the same breath that you trying to recognize that person's song so good? Because she sung a godly, what we call godly song, what we call Christian song. Another thing get me too, and I'm going to move on. And they got on the radio program, and they was determined who should sing God's song, or who can sing to God. I said, you know what, these folks are stupid. How you going to say, well, you know, Beyonce, you know, she's of the world, and she sold herself to the devil. How you know? That girl can sing. Let her sing to the Lord if she wants to. Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the last time I checked, God said over there in the 150 Psalm, and y'all mess with me, I go read it and show it to you, and the sixth verse, it says, let everything have breath, praise ye the Lord. Doesn't matter what they've been doing, how they're doing, the requirement. See, that's how I try the Spirit. I go like, okay, I have to use the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do. And we have to rightly divide the word of truth if you're going to try the Spirit.
All right.
You
can
tell that person there because they're famous and they sing and they making money. Oh, you don't want them to praise God? What?
Mercy, have mercy.
Yeah, they had a debate about that. A couple of so-called big-time preachers got up and say, well, she shouldn't be singing. How you going to say somebody shouldn't sing to God? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
You say who can sing to God? I say everybody. Everything. I don't care if they're gay. I don't care if they're homosexual. I don't care. Let them praise God. Who are you
Amen.
To say they ain't got no business praising God? I don't care if they're white, they black. See, if you prejudice in one area, you prejudice in all areas. You just don't want to admit to the truth.
Come on now.
Now, suppose if that person that led you to the Lord felt that way. Suppose if that preacher said, well, you know what? You short and you don't need to praise God. Or you too black. Or you too skinny. Or you too fat. Or you too uneducated. Or you too educated. I mean, you can't do that, brother and sister. Let everything that has breath
Praise the Lord.
Pastor, tell me 150 something. See, you know, I just hate to be saying this stuff, and y'all don't know it's there, but it's there, man. And it wasn't my words. These was God's words, is this. The 150th Psalm, I think it's about the 6th verse. Find that for me, Pastor. You'd be so kind to do that for me. And read
Amen.
It for the people. Read it for the people,
yeah.
Pastor.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Psalms 150 and verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
So I don't see nowhere in there if a person got AIDS, they can't praise God. What I see in that, it doesn't matter all the requirement. Let's look at the requirement.
Mm-hmm.
That's a help me out if I'm missing it.
You're not missing it, Pastor. That's what it says. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. After he tell you what instruments and organs and cymbals and sound and sound boxes and every kind of instrument possible that makes sound, the trumpet, the harp, the flute, every sound there is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, then he says, use all that stuff. And then he said, now, let everything, well, thing is you and I.
All right.
Your thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That has breath. Doesn't matter where you are, your thing, personal or not, it's, if you're a dog and you got breath, praise ye the Lord. Bark it out. The requirement
mm-hmm.
here is you have to have breath.
That's right. That's right.
And if you have breath, I don't
mm-hmm.
care your marital status. You know, y'all
all
don't
right.
try to hear this, but I'm telling you, man, you know, they act like, well, you know, you shacking with somebody, so you shouldn't be able to praise God.
Lord have mercy.
Doesn't that sound ignorant to you? Or just me?
Mm-hmm.
It just sound ignorant to me.
Yeah.
The requirement
yeah.
is to have breath. So
that's
if you gay, you got breath, go and praise God. I ain't mad at you. Because maybe
mm-hmm.
God would inhabit his praise.
That's right.
See, maybe God would get in the midst of that and your life yeah. would change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on now, say that.
Because the scripture does say that God inhabits our praises. Let me show you what that says. That means he gets involved in it.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes that's the only way God can reach us is when we start
yeah.
praising him.
Yeah.
And we praise him enough, he'll get involved. And
that's
what
right.
Now you want blessings? Start praising God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Just start all this old phony stuff. No, dance before God.
Yeah.
Sing before God.
Hallelujah.
Praise him with instruments. Maybe in
mm-hmm.
the midst of all of that, God get involved mm-hmm. in our praises.
Yeah.
What I tell you, I tell you what, if you ain't praising God, there's something wrong with you. And you talking about you want God to get involved in your finances, start praising him. You want God to get involved in your marriages, start praising him. You young people
that's
talking about, well, I just wish the Lord help me with this schoolwork because I'm not understanding trigonometry. I'm not understanding geogrammetry. I'm not understanding this stuff, the geographics.
Mm-hmm.
Start praising God and get involved with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes,
he
will.
He wants to get involved. The Bible says he
yes.
inhabits our praise.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
Yes. When we're praising him, not mm-hmm. Joe Willie, not the dead, not the choir, because they sung good, not the preacher, because he preached good. No, praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For his goodness.
Yeah.
Give him thanks. for his goodness.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Well, that might not be quite what the review was about, but anyway.
All right along.
But I just want you all to know, brothers and sisters, I love the praising. Every time I look around, I'm saying hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because he inhabits our praise. That's the highest praise. I want to praise him. I want to sing songs to him. Let him know.
Yeah.
They may not understand my voice, Lord, but you do. See, y'all may can't appreciate when I inhale and exhale because I may not have the right melody, or y'all may not appreciate when I come from being a soprano to an alto, or from soprano to a bass. Y'all may say, well, you know what, it wasn't quite. But see, God appreciated it.
That's
you know
right,
why? Because he asked me to praise him. He suggested that I praise him.
Yeah.
He's telling me, allow yourself to praise me.
Come on now, say it.
Yeah, see, God inhabits our praise, brothers and sisters. This is what I want you to know. It's a beautiful thing when you let the Lord get involved in our praises. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he inhabits them. No reason the Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. You do this.
Yeah.
You let the word of God be in you like that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you, but since I'll be honest with you, God inhabits our praises.
Yes, he
does. I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to open it back up. But when I see things like praise ye the Lord, praise ye him in the sanctuary, praise him in the firmament, praise him. I mean, every power ought to be praising God. They're talking about the power to be. No, it's the power that is.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Power to be. It's the power that is. And that power that is that we should praise God. No reason the writer said, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. I will sing praises to the name of the Lord of the Most High. That's who it goes to. Why are we playing around? God inhabits our praises. The 119th Psalm, I was trying not to go there, but you're about to make me go there. you know, when I think about how God the Bible says the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. So you trying to get the dead folks to praise God. It ain't happening.
All right.
I'll tell you what the scriptures say. This ain't none of my stuff.
All right.
David declared that he praised the Lord 7 times a day because of his righteousness, because of his judgment. I like to think about, every time I think about his goodness. You know, the Lord put something in my spirit this morning, Pastor, and the rest of you guys. The Lord told me, don't even hate. You don't have time for it.
Amen.
I said, can I dislike? Lord said, you ain't got time to dislike stuff. You ain't got worry. You ain't got time to worry. You too busy thanking me and praising me for my goodness. And I thought about that. Brother and sister, hey, man, start praising God. When something ain't right, start looking at the fact that, hey, I got to give thanks unto God. Because of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. You just got to start thanking God. You ain't got time to complain anymore. You got to be thanking him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're too busy letting your lips utter praises.
Yeah.
When you've been taught the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want my soul to live in praise. That's what I want.
Hallelujah.
I want my being to always be praising God. When the negative things come forth, I want to be able to say, Lord, thank you.
I want to be able to
say, Lord, you know, I give you thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When things ain't going my way, Lord, thank you. The good, bad, and the ugly. I don't know why. Thank you, Lord. But
thank
I know
you,
it's
Lord.
For my good if I go on and praise him.
Yeah. Amen.
I know it's for my good if I go on and praise him.
Yeah.
See, things ain't go my way today and then go my way. That's good. I got to praise God. You ought to be thanking him. You didn't get the money when you wanted it. You didn't get that position when you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you right now never look back over your life, but sometimes you ought to just take a look back and say, Lord, thank you for not giving me that at that time.
Yeah.
And then
come
thank him
now.
For everything. That's what the Bible says. In everything, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
In everything. So if you went back down memory lane, and things didn't go out the way you wanted, and you didn't get the car when you thought you should have got it, or you didn't get the person in your life, start thanking God right then.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now you know that, preacher, because he says all things work together for my good.
Yeah, amen, amen.
So it was working. So I don't want to be against God's stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want to bless God every day of my life. Yeah. I want to bless God. I will bless his name.
Yeah, at all times.
Yeah. I will describe of his goodness. I will tell my children, grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, especially the great-grandchildren, what the Lord had did for me. I know they don't have no clue. Because, see, they wasn't back there 50 years ago. They didn't watch God bring me through the fire.
Hallelujah.
So I got to tell them, I got to remind them of what God did to me and what God did to us for as a nation. We got to start reminding people.
Yeah, hallelujah.
We got to praise him from the rooftop, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get enough of praising him for his laws that he had put in my spirit.
Yeah, thank you.
He allowed us to be saints with other saints.
Mm-hmm.
The highest praise to go to God. Matter of fact, I'm about like Hezekiah Walker. Let every praise belongs to God. Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah. Amen.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Directed to God. Satan, you ain't getting jack here. See, because he want to slip in and get them praises. And I know y'all don't want me to go there, but he wants to slip in and get them praises. That's what he always did. That's what he did when he was in heaven. Having them angels praising him. He ain't stopped his little shenanigans. He still do the same thing. We're just blind to it. That's why you got to open your eyes and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. That wasn't for you. That's for the Lord. That was for the Lord. That wasn't for you, Satan.
Yeah.
So I don't have nothing to offer in a sitting that they're going to tell me, oh, well, you should give praise. For what?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Well, you got the wrong one now, baby. Or you might have the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ain't you gonna? No, I'm not gonna praise you, no devil.
All right.
See, when you upset the norm, people think you like they did with Jesus. They thought Jesus had a demon.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to go along with the crowd.
Mm.
See, a lot of people think something wrong with you when you don't want to go along with the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
You try to be different. You'll find out. Okay.
That's right.
A couple of scriptures we talked about this week. Praise God. But I just want people to know I am not possessed by the devil.
Amen.
That I'm open enough to be transparent enough to let the devil and all the others know how good God been to me. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not the God of this world. So I don't even care about the worldly stuff. I go personal with my praise because I know where he brought me from, and I know who it was that delivered me.
All right now. Amen.
See, a lot of times people, they want to praise God, and they can get caught. You can get caught up in the praising. And instead of thanking God, you know, thank him for everything. Don't get it twisted. Thank him for everything. But listen, brothers and sisters, you praise God for God being God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you need some help in that area, you let me know because I'll teach on it. I mean, I really will. I'll teach you what it really means to praise God, how to shabak that thing, how to yundai that thing. I mean, I tell you every Greek word there is because I want you praising God. I want to praise you with everything, everything you got, every breath in your body. Give it to God. Don't let Satan steal another drop of or another ounce of your praise.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, you stole too much already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say that.
But so when you hear me praising God, brothers and sisters, it's because I just love the praising.
Amen.
Yeah, I praise the Lord. And I know sometimes people, they don't want to get into praising God for God. They rather get in praising God. The Bible says, see, that's why little children, you got to watch. The Bible says, didn't you read in the scripture, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfect praise? There is a perfect praise, and that is from your heart, brothers and sisters. That is from the Spirit of God. Babes, while you thinking they're jumping up and down, you don't even realize they're praising God.
Amen.
God didn't give them no car, but they jumping up and down, they rejoicing. They praising God.
Yes, yes.
That's the spirit I want. I want to be able to just praise God, and folks see me praising God, and they get angry and say, you know what, I need to praise him too. And then I want them to join in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus had to teach the people in the New Testament how to praise him, how to praise God the Father.
Yeah.
See, you got people who love to give praises of man, and you got those that love to praise men more than they love to praise God. Those are not my word. I'm telling you.
Have mercy.
I read that. That's why it's important that we know that we have to give God the praise. Because, you know, you got people who don't want to praise God and get angry when you praise God. I'm going to change gears on you guys again, changing gears a little bit. But we're going to have to test these spirits and see if these spirits are really God. And it starts with praising, too. Believe me. You're going to have to test the praise. Because, see, when you understand the word test or pray, is when you define the word, what it really means to test or to try. You want to You know, it's when you're testing, there's a couple of things happening. And we're going to get into it next week. You're probably getting knowledge. You're testing for examples of you're testing to really get to understand whatever it is. And then there's several means or ways of testing. Sometimes you have to test using a series of questioning for measuring, say, the skill or knowledge or capacity or something. Or you have to have a tool, some kind of tool to test with.
Oh.
And sometimes if you're not being critical, you're just gaining the knowledge. So
mm-hmm.
So it is in the spirit world, brothers and sisters. You got to know what spirit you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So you
say
can
that.
Tell the value. You tell the value of something by testing it.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
right.
Like if you want to know if something real gold, you have to put it in fire. It has to be tried over and over, and it still should
yeah.
come forth as pure gold. Some things you
mm-hmm.
have to be tried. You don't care if
yeah.
it's negative result or positive result. Here's the thing. You want to know what you're working with.
That's right. Come on now, say it, Pastor.
You know, here you want to see if they this guy trying to sell this piece of jewelry, and you don't know if it's real or not. Say, well, can I put it in some ammonia or some chloride? Now, if it turned, that means it ain't no good. No, you can't test my stuff. Give me my stuff back. I don't want you to mess it up. Well, if it's real stuff, don't worry about it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, see, well, if you mess it up, you're going to be like, no, if it's real, I'm going to buy it. But if it's phony, I'm going to know it. But I have to test it. I have to try it.
Because
I want to get the results of it. I want to know the value of what I'm working. You know, I want to be able to determine if it's something I want by way of testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
and
right.
Brother and sister, if it don't want to undergo the test, leave it alone.
Amen.
How you going to properly evaluate it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you based on the test. How you going to properly know if that person you're dealing with has a demon or not? Test it. It should
mm-hmm.
be a testability. I don't know if that's a word or not, but it should be.
All
see
right.
if it's test-proof. How about that one? See if it's test-proof.
Okay.
See,
amen.
See if you've been tried and never denied and you're willing to be tried again. See if you're really test-proof.
Mm-hmm.
At least when you go and buy a car, they let you test it.
Amen.
And if they don't want you to test it and gun it to the floor, don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't worth it.
That's right.
So you may have a series of questions to ask somebody, you know, and they may not realize you're putting them to the test. When the last time this car was driven, how many miles it has on it? Has mm-hmm. it ever been down in New Orleans in the flood? I mean, you want to see the results by asking a series of questions to determine if this is something you want to buy now. Well, so
that's
it
right.
is in the spirit world, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to talk about next week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So but right now, yeah. Anybody have anything you want to share, press 1. And we'll let you, anything you heard last week, something you heard last week, something you heard today, it doesn't matter. Something you want to give mm-hmm. thanks to and thanks for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This sounds like Evangelist Renee, I believe.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's amazing that you would talk about testing the Word of God this morning. I went to the foot doctor, and she said, okay, your foot is healed. You're good. So Thanksgiving Day, I put my foot in a shoe. Jesus, the pain, it swelled up once again. Man, it's not totally healed, but it will be. It's just going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
And my time is not the Lord's time. My time, it would have been feeling all better long ago. But I put my foot in that shoe and it let me know, no, not quite yet, not quite yet. And I thank the Lord for me even putting my foot in that shoe to test
All right.
Because otherwise I wouldn't have known.
Right.
I thank the Lord.
I wanna
say Thursday, I really enjoy from hearing from Sister Jeanette. I didn't hear about her voice. It was just good hearing from her.
Yeah.
And I pray she's on this line so she hear me. Because God is good. We don't look at material things. We go by the Spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And God is good. And I just thank her. I thank her. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? Anyone else? Press one, like Evangelist Renee did. Anyone else?
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor, I wanted to read Psalms 150 from the New Living Translation. And it said, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him, his mighty heaven, praise him for his mighty works, praise his unequaled greatness, praise him with a blast of the ram's horn, praise him with the lyric and harp, praise him with the tambourine and dancing, praise him with string instruments and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with a loud clanging cymbals.
Yes.
Let everything that has breath praise, sing praises to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I like how you brought that out earlier. You said it doesn't matter. You got breath in your body, you are to praise the Lord. I think the Message Bible said we're creatures. Sixth verse said, let every living, breathing creature praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that was from the New Living Bible, right?
Yeah, the New Living Bible, and then the sixth verse was from the Message Bible.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? Well, we sure appreciate you guys. We'll see you all on tomorrow.